This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You're listening to Inside the Crew, the only radio show dedicated to all things Columbus Crew and the Beautiful Game.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
Here's your host, Chris Doran.
Welcome to Inside the Crew. A week off, we're refreshed and now looking forward to Hell is Real and Heck is Plausible. Though not in that order, as we've got Crew 2 and FC Cincinnati 2 battling it out on Saturday night at Historic Crew Stadium. The Hell is Real battle with the first teams, FC Cincinnati, paying a visit to the Columbus Crew on Sunday night. That game at 7:39, pregame show, 7 o'clock here on 97.1 The Fan. And sold-out show at lower.com field. Both games covered. We'll talk to first-team goalkeeper Patrick Schulte, who, of course, was with Crew 2 last year as the MLS Best 11 goalkeeper. And we'll talk to Eric Neuenschwander, who's a part of the Capybara support group for Crew 2. We'll talk about the game as well as the pig roast and details on how you can be a part of that. Andrew Wiebe is a part of the MLS Season Pass broadcast team on Apple TV. He joins us momentarily, as well as Andre Zammit, who's the VP of Sportsbook at Tipico. We'll talk sports gambling and the onslaught of soccer in North America over the next several years, and how it's impacting the sports betting world, in particular, Tipico and their longtime relationship with the Black and Gold. That's all on the way, brought to you by Tipico Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Black and Gold, and by Ohio Cat, the official construction equipment provider of the Columbus Crew. On the phone, goalkeeper Patrick Schulte joins us. Patrick, thanks so much for being a part of the show. I have to imagine after getting out of League's Cup, you had a few days off. Did you have time to get away from the training pitch and maybe enjoy some free time?
Yeah, we had 4 days off kind of right after the Minnesota game. Came back in for a couple of days and then had, I think, a day and a half off after that to kind of regroup and get ready for, you know, a full work week leading up to Sunday.
Obviously not the kind of time off that you guys were counting on. What does Patrick Schulte do when he's got a few days away from the training pitch on the middle of the week?
Golf.
Really?
Yeah. I try and golf as often as possible. So when I have off days here, even some days after training and, you know, when I get home late in the evenings, I'll try and sneak out there for a round. But yeah, it's a lot of time spent on the golf courses, or I want a lot of time spent on the golf course.
What does golf do for you, Patrick? Just curious.
I think it's just a mental break. Get away from the game, get away from, you know, thinking about, you know, the practice I had that day or preparing for the weekend. It's just kind of a different challenge and something that, you know, can keep my mind away from soccer or for, you know, whatever's going on in my life for 4 hours, and I can enjoy the beautiful sun and the golf course.
You know, it really isn't strange, because folks who work in an office for 8 or 9 hours would love the opportunity to go play a quick nine before they have to be home at night. You're essentially doing the same thing.
Yep. No, yeah. Exactly that.
I'm curious if your colleague Evan Bush was or is ever involved in any of your golfing.
No, he says he wishes he could. He's got family that he's got to go take care of. But a lot of the young guys are a lot out there with me a lot. Aiden, Edmore, Sean, Max, Brady. A lot of us young guys without families definitely get out there at least once, or sometimes more than once a week.
That's terrific. So you get the golf in, you come back with a new, probably, I hope, a clear head after what has been a long 2/3 of the season plus the League's Cup run. Let's talk about getting back to training. You've got a couple of new faces on the field. I know you've become accustomed to seeing Julian out there and Yevhen Shaberko as well, but Diego Rossi is now in Columbus. Has he been at training, and what can you tell us of his introduction to the team?
Yeah, I think for all three of the guys, you know, Shaberko and Julian coming right in the mix of League's Cup, it's been tough to kind of get them integrated with our system and how Wilfred and the team want to play. So over the past, you know, I'd say these 2 weeks have been really good for, you know, all three of them, and kind of just going back to the basics, as Wilfred called it, doing some drills we did in preseason. They kind of get everyone back acclimated to how we play and, you know, our formation. And we had a good scrimmage on Saturday.
Okay.
So it was, you know, with some tactical pieces and, you know, some stoppages from Wilfred and kind of just making sure everyone's on the same page, but, you know, kind of just, you know, get a couple minutes under everyone's belt and get used to the formation. And yeah, I think, you know, they're getting integrated really well. Diego's fitting right in.
Who among the members of the team who've been with the squad since the beginning of the season would best serve as sort of the welcome wagon service for these new players? The guy who would walk up with the welcome wagon basket, for example, with the coupons for Columbus-based restaurants and directions to his favorite hotspots, that kind of thing.
I think it's different for every guy.
Okay.
I think, you know, Diego's kind of leaning on Cucho a lot. They're forming a really good relationship. Chebelko, he's kind of him and Malte. Have mm-hmm. you know, start hanging out. They've been outside the facility a lot. So I mean it's kind of different for every guy, but I think, you know, in the locker room and, you know, definitely outside, you know, we're all, you know, close, and I think a lot of good relationships. And so I think they can come to anybody with anything. But those I think are the guys that they're leaning on the most outside the facility.
Columbus Crew goalkeeper Patrick Schulte joins us on Inside the Crew. Is among the top 10 goalkeepers in the league with saves, with 64. I should note at least two games short in terms of time for between you and the other eight or nine guys that are ahead of you in that. So you're getting the work done between the pipes. I sort of artificially look at it as two-thirds of the season done, Patrick. Do you guys look at it that way too? Where you've got 11 games left in a 34-game season, and you know there's a very specific work order that you have to sort of check off in these last 11 games?
Yeah, I think, you know, we knew that the task leading up to the League's Cup, there was, you know, you're going to have a break from MLS play. But Wilfred said that, you know, it's kind of now starts playoffs, the playoff push. You know, obviously you got to make playoffs before you make a run in playoffs. So, just kind of leading up to these next 11 games, I wouldn't say it's really looking at it as a two-thirds of the season done. It's more of a 11-game playoff here in the next couple of games. So, you know, what's happened is behind us. Can't change it. You know, I can look forward. So I think we're going to have a recap of everything that's happened in the past, but, you know, obviously everything to look forward to now. So just excited for this 11-game.
And the first game back on the MLS regular season is the Hell is Real Derby, a chance to get back at Cincinnati after a 3-2 setback at TQL Stadium back in May. Is it sort of unfair to come out of the League's Cup break and have to be ready for this game, or is this the ideal time for a derby like this one?
I don't really think there's a necessary time or place. But I think this is, you know, it's a good test for us. And, you know, they've been flying in MLS play, and, you know, with all the, you know, the derby and everything, you know, added to it, it's a good challenge for us to, you know, start this 11-game playoff push off right. And there would be no better way to do it than beating Cincy. And for the fans, for the city, for ourselves, it would be a step in the right direction for sure.
Couple of home games, and then you guys have a 3-game road stretch, and then home and away, and finishing up with Montreal at the end of the regular season. Patrick Schulte joins us on Inside the Crew, returning to work this week steadily for preparation to return to play with Major League Soccer, and Sunday, a dozen games on the regular season schedule. Have you watched much of the League's Cup after after your run was done against Minnesota?
Yeah, definitely. I got a couple friends obviously in the league that sure. are still playing, so obviously I try and watch them as much as possible and, you know, support them. So yeah, I've definitely tuned into a decent amount of games since we got eliminated.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is the hype among the player circles about Lionel Messi similar to what we're seeing from the fan base, or is it slightly different when you've got guys who are potentially going to compete against him at some point?
I think everyone's just kind of you know, he came into the league and he's, you know, doing what he's done to everyone else in the world. He's being him. And so yeah. I think everyone's kind of like, all right, like just kind of mentally preparing that, you know, we're going to have to face him and kind of just thinking, you know, how can we be different from these other teams and try and shut them down? But yeah, I think everyone's kind of excited about, you know, if he continues this, you know, the challenge that lies ahead.
Columbus Crew goalkeeper Patrick Schulte joining us on Inside the Crew. I'll get you out of here on this. I don't know when the last time was that you tried out for a team, but I'm thinking about high school kids who are trying out for teams this week all around Columbus and around the country, really. You have any thoughts or recommendations for players, especially goalkeepers, who are going into this thinking they want to play for a season and represent their school? And there's a lot of stress that's built into that process of showing up and getting the job done. What do you remember about that experience as a younger player, and what would you extend to a player who may be stressing out about what this process is all about?
I mean, looking back, enjoy it. I think enjoying that process is, you know, the number one overall thing. I think you gotta love, you know, that process. And it's, yes, it's stressful, but if you're not having fun, then, you know, you're not doing something that you should be doing. I think, you know, obviously it's a sport at the end of the day, and you have to enjoy that sport. And so I think that's the number one overall thing. But to go off that, I think when you're going into, you know, tryouts, it's to compete, to show your passion, and be a leader. I think those three things can really stick out. And even if you're not the most talented, but you're showing like your desire of wanting to compete and that you're a vocal leader, especially as a goalkeeper, I think those things can stand out above the skill set. Just, you know, everyone wants somebody on their team that can lead and that wants to win. If you're, you know, talented but don't want to win, you know, for me at least, it's, I don't want that guy on my team, because at the end of the day, the job is to win. And so right. I think, you know, those four things, have fun, compete, show passion, and be a leader, I think are four good takeaways going into a tryout.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Patrick, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. It's great to hear from you, and good luck on Sunday and the rest of the way with the Columbus Crew. Patrick Schulte, the first-team goalkeeper for the Black and Gold. A reminder that if you're listening to tonight's show in your car or truck, please remember to buckle your safety belt. This message is brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? When we come back, we'll talk Crew 2 with Eric Neuenschwander in just a moment on Inside the Crew.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan. You're listening to Inside the Crew.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back to Inside the Crew. The Crew, in partnership with American Red Cross, hosting a blood drive presented by Ohio Health versus FC Cincinnati. To help save lives in Ohio, it'll run through August 25th. You can visit columbuscrew.com for more information. Got Hell is Real on Sunday, but you got Heck is Plausible on Saturday. That's FC Cincinnati 2 versus Crew 2. Historic Crew Stadium, the location. Eric Neuenschwander is with us on the phone. He's part of the Capybara support group, joining us to hype up the weekend and a couple of great soccer games, including that one Saturday at Historic Crew Stadium. Eric, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for being here. It's truly an honor.
Well, it's great to have you. You reached out to me on Twitter the other day and reminded me about the big pig roast this weekend in honor of Heck is Plausible. What's going on Saturday before the match between Crew 2 and FC Cincinnati 2 at Historic Crew Stadium?
Well, the organization, the front office, has decided to really lean into our Heck is Plausible by having a pig roast out on the main concourse there at Historic Crew Stadium. So for a $15 ticket, you get yourself not only a ticket to the match, but also a pulled pork sandwiches, two sides, and a bottle of water. And I believe I saw on one of the posts that they say some former Cappy members are going to be out there in attendance as well. So
That's great. And, you know, the Heck is Plausible line has also reached the national spectrum as well this week on Twitter. Was it Pablo Marrera who latched onto that? Who was it?
I saw Tom Bogert.
Tom Bogert, yeah.
really saw that and he was like, this is like hilarious. And when he found out that it was also organic coming from the fans, he said this is one of the best things he's seen in a while.
It's really awesome. Heck is Plausible is the younger brother to Hell is Real, which happens on Sunday, of course, at lower.com field. But if you've gone to soccer games and you haven't had fun, first of all, both Eric and I feel sorry for you. But I have to tell you that it's genuine on any Crew 2 game day, because you are shoulder to shoulder with everybody in the stadium. And the players are just, it's almost like watching college players in the sense that they're not quite as professionally polished. And so I don't mean from a playing standpoint, I mean simply from their emotional reaction standpoint to the way you guys behave. They love the support you bring every game day.
It's so much fun, and it feels like we get a little bit closer to the team. Like, one of the great things, if you've got kids, bring them out to a Crew 2 game, because at the end of every single game, the team will come by and high-five the entire stand, starting all the way down at the Nordic, going all the way down the East End, giving high-fives out to everybody. So we feel a little bit closer to these players, and the great thing is that these are the future starters for the Columbus Crew. I mean, Patrick Schulte was our MLS Next Pro All-Star best 11 keeper last year, and now obviously we were seeing him play for the first team. Mo Farsi has a ton of minutes this year. All these great players that we got to know and love for an entire year last year, and so we've got a bunch of guys: Noah Fusan, Coleman Gannon, Abdi Muhammad. I mean, Taha Habrun is going to be playing in the U-17 World Cup here for the United States. We've got amazing talent here at the academy level and at the Crew 2 level that people just need to know about and get to follow in love with before then they finally put on the senior team shirt.
Eric Neuenschwander joins us on Inside the Crew. He's a part of the Capybara supporters group that takes care of Crew 2 each and every game day at historic Crew Stadium. This weekend, your chance to be a part of the Pig Roast pregame and then enjoy the matchup between Crew 2 and FC Cincinnati 2. Taha Habrun had the game-winning goal in his debut against Cincinnati, his debut in MLS Next Pro. Not too many weeks ago down in Cincinnati, the day after the first team lost to Cincinnati at TQL Stadium, he sports the Crew 2 jersey for the very first time, steps out on the field, and within 3 minutes had the game winner.
I was there. It was wonderful. It was, as I said, it's so great to see all of these young players working this way. I mean, we just had two Crew Academy kids win the U-15 CONCACAF Championship for the U.S. Here this last week. So, as I said, it's a great thing that we get to see all of these amazing young players where they get to have all of this fun out there on the field. And as I said, you get to see some real, real incredible talent.
Eric Neuenschwander joining us on Inside the Crew. Do you get the feeling that you guys are a part of the recruiting process when it comes time for Corey Ray, the general manager of Crew 2, to sign new players? And he's able to whip out a reel of all the stuff that you guys have done for Crew 2?
If we've helped out Corey Ray in any way, shape, or form, I would say that we've done a great job with it. I mean, we've gotten to do a lot of fun things. We had a full TIFO for the MLS Next Pro Final last year that we were really excited about. We're planning on having a bunch of two sticks out there ready to go for, Saturday's Heck is Plausible matchup.
That's 5 o'clock for the Pig Roast at Historic Crew Stadium, and you can buy your tickets at the gate. Am I correct about that?
You can buy them online, I know of. Okay. And even at that point, if they want to reach out to the Cappy Brava on Twitter, we've got some stockpile of some extra tickets that we're looking to give away. And every Crew season ticket member can go online and claim free tickets. So if you are a season ticket member of the first team, you can get, I believe, up to 8 free tickets for this matchup. It doesn't include the Pig Roast, but you can go there because, as I said, we just want to see a historic Crew Stadium packed out, because if you've never seen a game at a historic Crew Stadium, it's something to behold.
I agree with you, man. Eric Neuschwater, thanks so much for being with us. Great to have you on the show. We'll look forward to a visit to historic Crew Stadium on Saturday night. Crew 2 versus FC Cincinnati 2, and then the first teams go at it on Sunday at lower.com field. Big soccer weekend. We've got you covered here. In fact, when we come back, we'll talk soccer both from a national perspective as well as get Andrew Wiebe's take on the addition of Diego Rossi to the Columbus Crew roster. That's all on the way as we continue on Inside the Crew.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Back to to Inside the Crew.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
Your flagship home for Crew soccer, the Fan.
And welcome back to Inside the Crew. Hell is Real Sunday night. Pre-game show 7 o'clock, 7:39 the kickoff live from lower.com field. We'll have it all for you here on 97.1 The Fan. Well, a guy who's had his finger on the pulse of the league for many years as a writer, as a broadcaster, and now as a part of the MLS season pass with Apple Television, Andrew Wiebe joins us. Andrew, thanks for being on the show tonight. How's the Apple experience been for you so far this season?
Absolute delight, Chris. It's one of those things that for those of us that have obsessed, have cared about, have been locked into Major League Soccer for, you know, depending on your time, decades or years or months or weeks or whatever, we've dreamt about this level of coverage, the depth, the quality, the attention to detail. I've dreamed about it. I wanted to watch it when I was a fan, and now I'm behind the scenes and in front of the camera, and I can't believe sometimes that I'm here. But I know one thing, and that is that this is just the beginning. And as excited I am about the product now, it is only going to get better for MLS fans, not just in the U.S. and Canada, but across the world. And that's something to be super excited about. So as I think about how things have gone, what the experience has been like, I always go back to sort of my goal in this game, professionally and personally, and that's to put down some building blocks. And we're putting down building blocks that people in future generations and future years will look back on and say, hey, that got us here. That helped build the game, the culture that we all love. This is bigger, it's better, it's more exciting than it was before, and I'm just delighted to be a part of it.
I have to say that I have been very surprised that Apple TV has served as a tremendous platform and perhaps has brought new people to the league rather than the traditional over-the-air coverage that we had become accustomed to with the old packages. Do you have a sense for that?
I mean, I have a sense that Apple is ubiquitous, right? And we all feel that in our own lives. And this ecosystem that just sort of naturally exists if you're an Apple user or for many if you're not. I think the big thing for me with the switch to Apple TV is the ease of consumption. Even for someone like me who was just obsessed before I worked for the league and was desperate to find content, to find games, to watch games, to consume, it was always a hodgepodge. It was a puzzle that you had to put together sometimes on the fly, and you were searching for information or listings or, okay, where are they playing this game? What time is this game? You know, are there things that as a consumer that I would love? Like, I would love to have games 4 days a week, but that's just because I'm a sicko. Right. I want to spend my nights watching those games, but I completely understand the people both in the stadiums who are saying, hey, it's awesome to know that at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time or whatever it is in your own market, I go to the stadium, or who are watching at home and saying, I build my Saturday nights around, you know, season pass and Apple TV and MLS 360 and the wrap-up show at the end of it. I have this cadence that I understand. Like, I think that is, apart from the obvious things like picture quality, pregame, postgame, MLS 360, all these improved offerings, I think the predictability and the ease is really what like lands with me. I'm, you know, at Cape Cod this weekend with my family, or I guess it was last weekend, and my kids go to bed and my wife and I are sitting in the cabin, and normally how would I watch? If I didn't have my computer or I had brought along XYZ, no, I probably wouldn't be able to. I'd probably just write it off. But Messi's playing.
Right.
I have my iPhone. I have a Wi-Fi connection. I sit in the bed in Cape Cod in the middle of nowhere and watch Lionel Messi. And those are the moments, or, you know, sometimes sneakily under the table at a dinner. Or I don't know if you just saw, some guy was at a concert in New York City, huge concert, and he's watching Messi on his iPhone while he's at the concert. I mean, these are the sort of moments that I think right now seem novel, but we'll take for granted soon. And the more you can get to people where they are, the better. And hey, it helps to have Lionel Messi as well, right?
Right, exactly. By the way, Brad Feldman is on line one. He's concerned that you overlooked him as a New England Revs television announcer for many years. And you could have watched him on Cape Cod.
I should have reached out to Brad for recommendations, but I had Charlie Davies, Brad. So just know that I was reaching out to your partner in crime to get my recs. So shout out to Brad, one of the legends.
How long have you worked for the league? Because we've heard you on SiriusXM. We've read your work on MLSsoccer.com. How long have you been with the league?
So my first, my first year was the year they rebranded MLSsoccer.com from MLSnet, So if people are connecting with that reference, they've been around for a long time. And that was, I want to say, ahead of the 2010 season. So I was a freelance writer, reporter for what was then Kansas City Wizards, turned into Sporting Kansas City while I was there, which was a tremendous opportunity for 2 years. I was 25. I was single. I wanted to work in soccer. It was a side hustle for me. And I was just grinding. And I got the call from Greg Lawless. Shout out to him. Now at USL Championship to come in and work in New York. It was a no-brainer. So I was the lowest editor on the totem pole for a while. And, you know, just was in the right place at the right time. Kept getting opportunities. Took over properties from legends of the game. Like, you know, Instant Replay from Simon Borg. And Extra Time from Nick Fershaw. And, you know, the league grew and I grew with it. And I am tremendously fortunate to be what I would call an MLS homegrown in a professional sense. You know, this was what I wanted to do. It's what I dreamed about in college. I had professors tell me, you'll never do it in soccer. You know, go work for Major League Baseball. Go try to cover college sports. You know, go do something that's proven. And I couldn't hear them. I didn't want to hear them. And here we are, I guess now 13, 14 years later.
Yep. Nice. Andrew Wiebe joins us on Inside the Crew. Television analyst for MLS Season Pass on Apple TV and a television host as well. Let's talk about Leagues Cup, the semifinals underway. Any surprise Philadelphia and Miami are battling it out in Chester?
No surprise for Philly, right? Jim Curtin said before the tournament started that this was a tournament they could win. And for the Union, given their heartbreak of recent seasons and sort of the snake pick nature that they've approached tournament play, any tournament they can win with the talent and the window that they have, they have to go for it, and they have. They've been able to play at home the entire way through. What a massive advantage that has been for them. What an earned advantage that is for them as well. You know, you don't get that given to you. You have to earn it. Inter Miami, on the flip side, have gotten a little bit fortunate. You know, just the way the bracket set up with the matchups, with the ability to play at home because of teams losing that had better seeding than they did, and just by the draw. But, you know, at the same time, when you sign Lionel Messi and you do so after a many, many year courtship process and you go through the hoops that you had to do to get it done and you build a roster that can accommodate him and Sergio Busquets and U22 signings that are now coming in and Jordi Alba and all the work that it's taken to go from the worst team in the Eastern Conference and wait patiently as that was manifesting itself into this juggernaut, that's earned too, just in a different way. They haven't yet gotten their rewards in terms of a trophy. I mean, to be fair, same as the Union. But I'm not surprised that they're here. I remember when Messi signed and, you know, not to throw Sasha under the bus or Taylor Twellman, but there was a split sort of in the Apple ecosystem of people that were saying, hey, no way, even with Lionel Messi, Inter Miami cannot make the playoffs. The gap is just too big.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time thinking, man, I personally cannot bring myself to say out loud or to even think in an assured way that Inter Miami can't do anything with Lionel Messi. I think they can do anything that they want as long as Messi is healthy and motivated. And oh my gosh, is he healthy and motivated and happy and joyful?
They've got 12 games. You can see it. They've got 12 games left. They've got 36 points on the table. They've got 18. That'll get them to 54, I think, on any given year. That gets you into the playoffs, but you've got to win every game. So we'll see what happens. Monterey and Nashville, the other semifinal. Good to see a Mexican side in the semifinals, but they go up against Nashville in Nashville, another tough place to play.
Monterey is a juggernaut, and we've seen that in this tournament. There's a clear gap in Liga MX between Monterey, Tigres, Club America, and everybody else.
Yep.
And Monterey right now, given the spending power that they have, I mean, they just signed Tecatito after signing Sergio Canales, let alone the depth of quality that they already had in a roster that, you know, finished atop the Clausura easily. It's no surprise that they're here, and it's a good thing, as you said, that they are. We need that dichotomy. This tournament is about MLS and Liga MX meeting head-to-head. To not have a Liga MX team in this stage would have been an absolute travesty. Nashville have their hands full. I would be shocked to see Monterey lose at this stage after everything that they've been through with the level of talent that they have and the tournament experience that they have. Remember, this is a mini-time CONCACAF Champions League champion twice in the last 5 years. But give credit to Nashville. You know, if we're passing out flowers, we've asked about a number nine of the designated player variety, a game changer, for years now. And Sam Sturridge looks like that guy. I think Monterey will win this game. Would I be shocked if Nashville did? No, their style of play is pretty conducive to limiting the opportunities that the Rayados will have. But my prediction is going to be a Philly Monterey final. And that'll leave hearts broken in Miami, but a big job on the other side and a big opportunity for Philly in a final once again.
Host and analyst for MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, Andrew Wiebe, joins us on Inside the Crew. Last question has to do with the return to play. 12 MLS games. There were 13, but of course Miami gets the bump because they're going to at least a third and fourth place game on Saturday afternoon. So you've got the 12 MLS games. The one we're focused on, as you would guess, Andrew, is Cincinnati coming to Columbus in the second edition of Hell is Real in 2023. An opportunity for Columbus to get back at a loss against Cincinnati earlier in the season, this time without Lucas Elorayan, but with Diego Rossi. What are your thoughts on that?
I thought the move was the right move at the right time for both parties. Lucas Elorayan is 31. His contract's coming up in a year and a half or so. If you were the Crew, do you re-sign Lucas Elorayan at the numbers that he is going to want? I'm not sure about that, given the project Wilfred Nancy is trying to put in place. Diego Rossi is a proven product in MLS. He does something that Lucas Elorayan does not do, and that is that he works off the ball. He has pace to stretch the field. To me, this was a great move for the Crew. They recoup their transfer fee. They get a younger player that can plug right in and keep this group moving forward. And Elorayan gets something extremely important as well, which is, you know, long-term stability for his family, both in his playing career and after that. So I thought that was handled absolutely brilliantly, and this Wilfred Nancy project, in my opinion, is poised to take off even further. If I was a Crew fan right now, I would be imagining a golden age upcoming.
I like the way that sounds. Andrew Wiebe, thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight. Good luck the rest of the way with Apple Television. On the way, we'll talk to Andre Zammit of Tipico Sportsbook as we continue tonight on Inside the Crew.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan. You're listening to Inside the Crew.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back to Inside the Crew. At Wendy's, we're focused on what matters. That's why we've made our hamburgers square. When you want the best hamburger, square's the beef. Well, soccer in North America is certainly booming with Major League Soccer, adding a 30th team in San Diego soon. And then, of course, we've got several large tournaments over the next couple of summers leading up to the 2026 World Cup hosted by Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And no guy knows it better and the growth of the sport in this country than Andre Zammit, the vice president of Sportsbook at Tipico. Andre, thanks for being on the show tonight. You guys have been a proud sponsor of the Black and Gold for the last year and a half, and you have got to be thrilled with the growth of the sport and the interest in the sport in America since you've arrived here.
Yes, thanks for inviting me. I'm a soccer diehard at heart, you know, so for me, soccer is family first, soccer second. For Tipico today, it's been amazing. You know, obviously the partnership we have with the Crew plays its bigger part. Coming from a pedigree of the German operation, where obviously soccer for us is our bread and butter in the US, it's still moving towards there. You know, we know that it's never going to surpass the main US sports, you know, but the traction we have seen, especially in Ohio in this first 8 months, has been incredible. You know, U.S. users are embracing soccer and soccer betting.
Andre, I was intrigued last year. Tipico Sportsbook jumped on the sponsorship for the Columbus Crew, even in a year where sports betting was not legal in Ohio. Why did the company jump so early on the Columbus Crew?
So the way Ohio operates was that you could partner with a sports entity as well to gain license, you know. So that was the avenue that Tipico opted for. And again, it was great for us, but also great for the Crew because we are a community first operator, you know. So for us, it's not solely about gaining the market access, you know, but we want to be a great partner for the Crew. And what a great 8 months it's been for both parties, you know. So it naturally happened that it's a great partnership for both parties, yes.
Interested in the app because I feel like that's where a lot of the business comes from. People put this app on their phone. They're in the middle of the game. What's the most common process for someone using your app? Is it pregame? Is it in-game? How does that work?
So, yeah, so it's a mix of both pregame and game and in play. The difference is that even from month to month, you know, despite that the Ohio market has only been like a couple of months going, we're seeing more traction in in-play, you know, because in-play is a bit more exciting. You know, even let's say you're seeing the Crew game, you know, where you know, Cucho has a couple of goal opportunities, you know, and you want to jump on it. Oh, he's going to score next for the Crew, you know, or you see an open game, you know, where maybe there's a bit more corners because you could also bet on corners. You might just say, oh, yeah, I think it's going to be more than 11 corners in this game. So it gives you a bit more interest in not just the final score, but there's so many things you could place the bets on. So life is definitely increasing in traction, not just in Ohio, but also in the other states we operate in.
Andre Zammit is the vice president of sportsbook at Tipico. He's a part of a company that's been around since 2004. As he mentioned earlier, their roots are with the Bundesliga, and so they've known soccer for a long time. Whereas I feel like, and I could be wrong, I don't have any sports betting apps and I don't bet on sports, but I feel like you guys are ingrained in the sport maybe a little more than some of the other competitors that are out there.
Yeah. Our pedigree in Germany, you know, as you said, comes from sports, you know, so soccer being the main market for us, you know, and we always want to partner with the best, you know. So in Germany, we partner with Bayern Munich, and also we're partners with the German Association as well, you know. And in the US, we really believe, you know, that the Crew is set up for greatness in the next couple of years, you know. So as I said earlier, it's like a great partnership for both ends, you know. So, yeah. We believe that the Crew will be one of the main players in the years to come. So partner with the best.
Andre, as you take a look at these in-game bets that you referenced just a moment ago, are those popular in soccer because the scoreline sometimes is hard to predict?
Yes, you are spot on with that, you know. But at the same time as well is I think they give a different angle, a different perspective to the sports when it comes to sports betting. You know, the other US main sports, you know, take, let's say, the NBA and the NFL, they're high scoring, you know, so people do see, you know, whatever, a field goal score or a three-pointer more regularly than a goal being scored in soccer. So these markets, like which player will be scoring next, or, you know, the number of corners, or the number of yellow cards that will be awarded, you know, and also in the very months to come as well, we're going to be introducing as well some more micro markets for soccer, which be, again, let's say, for example, how many shots on target will Cucho have, you know, those kind of markets as well, you know. So it makes the sport more exciting when it comes to live betting.
When we talk about the introduction of a player like Lionel Messi, how does that change the landscape of sports betting for Tipico?
Unbelievable. I mean, like, he's been such a great influence on the sport in general, but also from a sports betting perspective, you know, he's been here now for a couple of weeks, but we've already seen the traction, for example, on the Inter Miami games, generating more handle than they did previously. You know, we try and offer a lot more specials, which are, you know, around Messi, you know, Messi to score an Inter Miami to win, or Messi to get a brace, or those kind of bets, you know, which customers are taking very well to them, you know. So someone like him and others to follow will only make the MLS stronger.
And as we take a look at, we've got Leagues Cup with semifinals tonight. When we talk about big tournaments, does that generate a lot of traffic for Tipico as well?
Yes. So, for example, last year, the Men's World Cup, that was record-breaking for us. Handle also, you know, activity, number of bets being placed. We're seeing similar traction now for the Women's World Cup as well, not to the same length extent that we did in November in Qatar. But yes, these competitions, they do bring a higher volume of players playing on those events.
Andre Zammit joins us of Tipico Sportsbook, vice president of Sportsbook. Aside from betting online, are there options to work with Tipico in a live sense, for example, at a live sportsbook, or perhaps even in a way that I'm not even thinking about?
Sure. So in the U.S. today, we're working on having a retail presence in Ohio, but we're not there yet. But again, coming from the German background, the German operation is approximately 50% retail, 50% online, you know, and we have 1,200 shops in Germany, you know, so that's our presence in Germany. But again, jumping back to Ohio, it's something that we're actively looking to see to have retail presence in Ohio.
are the legal ramifications, or I should say guidelines in America, does it make it that much more challenging for you? For example, I mean, up for a period of time, you couldn't have a casino unless it was on a body of water. So you can't have a sports book, and that, you know, you have to work through all of that. And that takes years in a state legislature to kind of break through, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But at the end of the day, you know, the legislators make the law. We abide by the law. So if it takes longer, as long as we're compliant, that's all that matters.
Andre Zammit joins us on Inside the Crew, Vice President of Sportsbook at Tipico, a longtime sponsor of the Columbus Crew, and happy to talk to him about his product. For folks who are new to the game, what would you advise when it comes to, and I'm talking about the sports gambling game, what would you advise as early steps for them?
Yeah, so step one is don't bet more than you can afford. That's always the first thing. You know, the sports betting should be fun. It should be an entertaining product. So that would always be my first advice. Secondly is don't be scared to try different things. You know, so for example, in the US, you know, SGP, same game parlay, has taken, you know, the market by storm, you know, and again, talking about the Crew, you could very easily make the game a bit more attractive, you know, placing whatever, a bet on X player to score, over 10 and a half corners, over 3.5 yellow cards, the first goal to be scored in the first half. There's endless opportunities for you to make the game more attractive.
Do you find that a lot of folks, and I'm guessing that from a technology standpoint, this can be tracked, do a lot of folks participate in that in-game betting while they're in the stadium? Or do you find that there are a lot of folks sitting on their couches at home, either listening to the radio or watching in the game on TV and participating in in-game betting?
Yeah, it's more the latter, that it's, you know, at home following the games, you know, or following multiple games at the same time. You know, that's the fun bit of sports betting, that you don't have to lock yourself to one event, but you have multiple sports happening in the same time and multiple events that you could have interest in all of them. And, you know, these days with so much in-play data available as well, is that you don't really have to watch the game, because there's information being brought on what's happening in the game, which could help you out in making your bet and what selections you go with.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Hey, Andrew Zammit, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Vice President of Sportsbook at Tipico, and my thanks to Jack Kennedy for arranging that interview. Our thanks as well to Kirk Reynolds of MLS Communications and Eunice Kim of Columbus Crew Communications. This has been Inside the Crew, brought to you by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Black and Gold, and by Ohio Cat, the official construction equipment provider of the Columbus Crew. Our pregame show begins Sunday night, 7 o'clock, the kickoff, 7:39, Hell is Real, Part 2 for 2023, as the Black and Gold play host to FC Cincinnati. This is Inside the Crew.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.